And 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 31-year-old NHL superstar and Columbus Blue Jacket forward Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew killed after being struck by a car while cycling last night in southern New Jersey. That driver suspected of being under the influence at the time of the collision. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more.
According to the police affidavit, the trooper who interviewed Higgins on the scene, smelled a strong odor of alcohol, right? But also, apparently Higgins told that officer that he consumed 5 to 6 beers before getting behind the wheel.
Higgins is charged with 2 counts of death by auto. Ukraine's defense minister at the Pentagon this hour trying to convince the U.S. to lift restrictions on striking inside Russia using Western-made weapons. This as Ukrainian authorities report Russian bombs hit a residential building, leaving 5 people, including a 14-year-old girl, dead and more than 40 people injured in Ukraine's northeastern city of Kharkiv. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump reiterating his support for in vitro fertilization at a town hall event last night in La Crosse.
The government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company to pay for it, which is going to be great.
But Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump missed an opportunity by not elaborating.
And he started, talking about his position on no taxes on tips and talking about Social Security and talking about illegal immigration.
It was Trump's first time in Wisconsin since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month. President Biden plans to talk about the economy when he visits Southwest Wisconsin next week. That's all we know so far. It's Biden's first trip to Wisconsin since he decided to end his reelection campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede. The deadline to enter the 43rd annual Little Britches Showmanship Contest is approaching. The show will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds on Sunday, September 8th at 11 in the show barn. Little Britches is open to all youth with a minimum age of 3 up to a maximum age of 8 or 2nd grade as of January 1st, who would not be eligible for regular 4-H membership. All animals shown in the Little Britches show must comply with the animal health requirements and identifications for its respective species listed in the Richland County Fair premium book located on the Richland County Fair website. The deadline to sign up for the Richland County Little Britches show is today. For more information, call the Extension Richland County office at 608-647-6148. And that's what you need to know.
The Brewers blanked the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a 2-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. Starting Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke is excited to get to work.
Just the atmosphere. I'm excited to play in front of this crowd and excited to just get out there with my teammates. We've been practicing all year long, working together.
You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Those clouds will slowly be clearing throughout the day today. High temperatures will tap 80 degrees. As we stay clear overnight, lows fall to the mid-50s. And we could be waking up to some patchy fog early in the morning. Then there's nothing but bright, beautiful, and dry weather all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up! Get out of here! Gone! Garrett Mitchell.
This is trouble. Is it fair? It's towards the pole. It is fair. It is gone.
Today, the crew take on the Cincinnati Reds at Great American Ballpark in